My name is Reuven Levy. I'm speaking to you from the Huchel Chesed Yeshiva. We're learning the book Gan HaShalom, the Garden of Peace. So we are now dealing with a chapter on how to be a man. How to be a man. Arish says that many people who looked at the book couldn't accept the advice he was given, and he realized that the thing that meant that was stopping them was the fact they were acting like a woman. And this book was written for men. And if you don't act like a man, you can't accept what it says in the book. So we have to learn how to be a man. So Rav Shalom writes as follows. V'nagdishu v'tam tziyut ma ha'peirosh yom zachar. So we'll emphasize here, in short, in essence, what it means to be a man. Zachar, meaning, what is to be a man, means mashpia, someone who influences. Noten, someone who gives. Fanek, another type of giving. Makshiv, he listens, pays attention. Vavater, person who gives up on their own, forgoes their own self for others. Soleach, he's forgiving. Mochel, different type of forgiving. Loratze kavod, he's not looking for his own honor. Loratze lekabel tanug me'afachad, not looking to receive any pleasure from anyone else. Masugal lekabel bizyonot be'ahava, he's prepared to accept, to hear people rebuking him with love. Insulting him, and he accepts it with love. Masugal lekabel ashamot, he's prepared to accept guilt, to take the blame. Tulunot, complaints. Bechule, b'havana, with understanding. Tomech b'kulam, he supports everyone. Ozel b'kulam, he helps everyone. Nosel b'oel. B'kitzor gever, in short, he's a man. Alzeh sarich le'etpalel, and on this we need to pray. Liot zecher v'lo nekeva, to be a man and not a woman. To be male and not female. Right, it's not something that comes obviously. That comes for free. To be a man, something a person has to pray on. It's not easy to accept. To accept being insulted, and take it with love. To be always giving, and not looking to receive. These things aren't simple things that a person could just decide. Okay, fine. You know what? I'll be a man, and that's it. And now it's all fixed. I never want to take anyone to give. Yeah, it's in theory, but the practice is. It's hard. It takes prayer. V'hinani modia meirosh l'kol ba'al abal. And I'm gonna make it clear from the start to every husband. Sheidan emana. That you should know faithfully. Shekol od she'ein lo et hargashah hamukah. That the whole while he still does not have a deep internal feeling, shehu watzeh rak latet, that he wants only to give, lashpia, to influence, l'sameach, and to make happy, etc. Zemamash hateva shalom, that this is really his nature. All the advice in this book will be very heavy for him. Because it will go against his nature. A husband who hasn't yet internalized what it means to be a man, he's going to find this book very difficult. And how difficult I find it is an indication of how much work I still need to put into being a man. I've still got a lot of work left to do. Then I'm going to find the advice in this book very difficult to carry out, because it's going to go against my nature. As long as I haven't changed my nature is still a nature that I just want people to respect me, I want people to be nice to me, I want people to compliment me, etc., etc. If I've got all those needs, in short, Rabbi Arush said, that means you want to be a woman. If you've got needs to receive and to receive all those things. If a person, that's still their nature, then they're going to find the book very hard. Because the book is speaking to men, to the quality of being a man. What will happen? Otherwise, he's only going to complain and cry. Because he's still a woman. Still acting like a woman. It's not fair. She doesn't listen to me. She doesn't do what I say. She's mean to me. She's not pulling her weight. She's etc. etc. So I'm going to complain and cry about all the things that she's not doing right. Why? So I'm acting like a woman. And I can't accept what the book is saying. The book is telling me, if your wife has problems, it's only in you. You need to fix yourself, right? Get a grip and fix yourself. It's not your wife. I can't accept that. No, it's her. It's really her. You don't know my wife. You don't know how terrible she is. You don't know what she's doing. Right? That's all because I'm approaching it from a female mindset. So I need to change that nature in order that I can then accept the advice in the book, and I'm not going to have any more complaints. Become more, like we said, number of husbands that came to me, and I saw that no advice that I gave them was helping them. And most of the time, it was because of they had fallen into this aspect of being a female. Amarati lahem, I told them, sheyitpalu v'yivakesh mehashem, that they should pray and beg Hashem, liyot zacharim, to be men. Ze'azah, and this helped them. Hem hitchilu lishtanot, they began to change. V'ahnishim shalahem, and their wives, shayukva acharei yosh, that were already way beyond despair. Hayu nechushot v'adatam, sherat get, and they were even wives who were of the opinion that only a get, a divorce, would be the solution. They testified that their husband began to change in a fundamental way. And this is the main thing that we need to realize. A husband gives and a wife receives. Ze'achok, that's the law, that's the rule. Hazachar hu ha-mechabed, ha-makshir. The husband, the male, is the one who gives respect, who gives attention, who may be in, who is understanding, who mochel, is forgiving, who mitoded im kashay achayim, he deals with the problems in life. Samer tamid, he's always happy. Mechayach tamid, he's always smiling. Mefayesh tamid, he's always appeasing, helping to make peace. Kol shichen shelo omer, and all the more so, a true man is someone who never says, nifgati mimena, she hurt me. Ki zachar lo nifga, because her husband is never hurt. But no, she hurt me. Maybe she hurt you. There's nothing to hurt. She insulted me. There's nothing to insult. If I feel that there's part of me which can be insulted, there's part of me which can be hurt, then I still haven't yet completely got rid of my femaleness. The female part of me is what gets hurt. The male part never gets hurt. There's nothing to be hurt in terms of feeling bad and feeling upset and feeling hard done by. People that whinge and complain and moan, and it doesn't matter whether it's from their wife or it's from what happens at work or on the bus, and the bus driver, and he didn't let me on and he closed the door, I can't believe it, or the guy in the shuk and he didn't give me the potatoes I wanted, he gave me the bad potatoes, he didn't give me the nice fruit, he gave me the moldy one. Whatever I'm complaining about, that I got hurt and I'm only like, he did it, he hurt me. Because that's a feminine aspect, that's not a man. Right? The male point of view is to accept it, deal with it, get over it, do something about it, or don't. But don't complain and whinge about it. Right? If you've got a problem, someone did something wrong against you, fine. So take him to Beit Din, do whatever you can. But don't sit there and whine about it. The whining is a female aspect of, I can't do anything, I can just whine. Right? The male aspect is to go and do something about it, to deal with it. If you have a problem, deal with it. But to sit there and just whinge about it, complain about it, and not do anything, that's a female aspect. Because they have no co-opt, I can't do anything, I can just whinge, I can just complain, I can just be hurt, I can only be upset. All that response that we still have, that's a female aspect that we need to get rid of. It's not being a man, that's being a female.
Drowning in sorrow.
Sorrow, sadness, drowning. Drowning. Why? Because I want, why am I whinging? Because I want someone to give me attention, I want someone to give me whatever. Look after me, give me, I'm trying to take. Right? That neediness that I want to take is a female aspect, to receive. It's not the male aspect, to give. Whinging and complaining and moaning only has one reason. I want something from you. I want your sympathy, I want your empathy, I want your help, I want something. I want to take. That is a female aspect, it's not the male. Male aspect doesn't do that.
In this book, The Men Are From Mars and Women From Venus.
Yeah.
He also writes that the women, they have a problem and they complain and they whine about it, and the men, he starts to come up with solutions and tells her, just do this, just do that. But that's totally not what they want. They just want his empathy.
And that's true, and that's what our job is. Right? If your wife is complaining and moaning, she doesn't want solutions. Exactly what Necha says. She just wants your empathy and sympathy. Yeah, you're right, I understand. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. Let me help you. Right? They want all that stuff. They don't want to, yeah, don't worry about that, I'll sort it.
But
it's going to work. Don't worry about that, I'll sort it.
But
I wanted all that attention. I'll deal with it in the morning.
Is that good, that we're, what we're saying? Is we'll deal with it, we'll sort it out?
No, not for them.
You're right. In some aspects, it's good. In some ways, it's good. But we have to also be sensitive to what our wives need. Our wives, why they're asking. Right? They also want the attention. They also want you to deal with it. But if she's feeling bad, there's a difference between, we've got a problem, we need to fix it. Right? There's a leak downstairs in the toilet, I need it dealt with. Right? Then she wants you to deal with it. She's right, there's a problem, I need it fixed. But if she's upset, she needs that problem fixed. She needs the upset bit fixed. That hurt feeling, that sadness, that sorrow, that, right? That bit's the bit that needs fixing. It's not, you can fix the leaky tap, but you haven't fixed me. And she's like, no, you need to fix me. I'm the one who's hurt. I'm the one that's crying. I'm the one that's upset. Please fix me. So we also need to deal with that too. And that's probably the more important of the two. But Tom, you also need to fix whatever the problem is. But the problem is not really why she's upset. Because if it was just a problem that needed dealing with, so she'd just tell you, yeah, by the way, when you're next, you know, can you call a plumber and sort it out? She's not whinging, she's not complaining. She's just telling you about something. So then it's just the problem. But if it's more than that, if it's coming from, then it's an issue that she's got, that I'm upset because nothing in the house works and everything breaks down and it, right, that's a whole bigger, deeper issue. That's got nothing to do with the fact that the toaster's blew a fuse. Right, it's all about nobody loves me, nobody cares about me, I have to deal with all this stuff. And then you say, don't worry, I'll fix it. Right, you've missed the whole thing. She's worried, she's got this whole big thing that nobody loves her anymore, she wants your attention, you're not speaking to you. So it's all only about the husband. She just wants attention. Now, but not in a nasty way, not like if she just wants attention. She needs your attention, you're not giving it to her. That's why she's complaining, that's why she's moaning. Right, we learn the reason why the wife is upset, because she's not getting the light from the husband. Right? If it did, two houses. One house, the husband is giving his wife full attention, full love, everything she needs. And there's a leak in the toilet. Or the toaster breaks down. When that man comes home, the woman says, by the way, there's a leak in the toilet, or the toilet's burnt. Can you wing someone to deal with it? Yeah, okay, fine, I'll do that. Done. Anyway, tell me what happened to your day. And it's fit. In the other house next door, the exact same thing happened. And the woman is now moaning and crying and complaining, and I told you, and it's just another thing, and this happened, and it's turned into a whole big palaver. Why? Because she's not getting what she wants from her husband in terms of attention and love. And she's using this as an excuse to have a reason to speak to him, to have a reason to complain, to look for the attention. She doesn't realize, maybe she realizes, she doesn't realize, that the reason she's so upset is because her husband's not being nice to her, generally speaking. And she might be hanging it on the toaster or on the leak, consciously or subconsciously. But either way, there's a bigger thing going on. Because women are also sensible. A woman that's happy, she doesn't need to cry about stuff. She just needs to tell you. And you know that. You know that sometimes your wife can be very sensible, very logical, doesn't bother. When she's feeling good about herself, when things are going great, then it doesn't matter. Anything can happen there. The car can break down. You can have some major accident, chas v'shalom, and everything's good. We just need to deal with it. Don't need to go, so just deal with it. Not a problem. And other times, the smallest thing, she loses the back of her earring. Fell off. That's it. Pieces on the floor. Yeah, so I'll buy you a little more tomorrow. Then I'll what? Half a shekel? I mean, well, okay, I'll be free. Right? But it's not the earring. It wasn't that. If I think that it was the thing that we're crying about, I'm missing everything. It's not that at all. She's upset that I probably haven't spoken to her for... I give her attention, I was too busy doing whatever. And Shem has kind of pulled the rug, and this is what he used as the vessel to hang the hook on. Mixed metaphors. Right? This is the... But it's not this. So the aspect of crying is only the woman. Right? And the... So we need to recognize that in ourselves, right? As men, now we know that the aspect of being a man is not to complain and moan and look for someone to look after me, right? I didn't marry my mother, right? Your wife is not your mother. She's not there to pat you on the head and tell you everything's good and. Don't. She will do that. That's her job. She's going to encourage you and she's going to love you and she's going to give you all that. But that's not her job. Meaning, if I go looking for it, she's going to be, wait a minute, I've got kids and you're not one of them. Right? Alanis Morissette, I didn't carry you in my room for 9 months. Right? To quote other great Jews. So that's not... That's not what she doesn't need another kid in the house. She's got plenty of them, right? My job is to deal and to not be needy. I have needs, and Hashem will look after them, Baruch Hashem. And he might even use my wife as a shiliach to look after them, right? But that is an aspect of being a female. And so long as I've got that aspect of me of being a female, I'm going to find it very hard to do my job properly. And then my shalom bayit is going to suffer. Mishu zachar, hu lo metzapeh lekabel miishto klum. A man who is really a person who is a man, he doesn't expect to receive from his wife anything. He doesn't expect to receive. He will receive. A person who doesn't expect will receive a lot of good things because she will give out of her own free will. Like, we have to remember that women have their own free will. Right? We shouldn't expect from them anything. We shouldn't persuade, cajole, pressure, right? A husband shouldn't expect anything from his wife, not in the category of expectation. He shouldn't expect physical pleasure and he shouldn't expect spiritual pleasure. And he shouldn't need to receive kavod, honor, and not to receive attention. The otam gevarim, and those husbands that shemitlonim that complain, lama hi lama kabedilti, why didn't she honor me? Lama hi lama vinati, why didn't she understand me? Lama hi lama nachmimati, why didn't she be nice to me? Lama hi lo machazekehoti, why didn't she encourage me? Lama hi lo tomechet bi, why didn't she support me? Right, etc., etc. In practice, they're expecting everything that the woman is expecting. All those things are what a woman should expect from her husband. That he supports her, that he encourages her, that he gives to her, that he understands her. Right? That's what I'm giving to her. If I do that I'm the other way around, if I expect that from her, I'm acting like the woman. And the wrong person in the relationship here. That's what my wife is expecting. You can't have two people expecting the same thing from the relationship. They're both sitting at each there waiting for the other person. No. Right? However, right? That's the role of the woman, to expect all of that. And that's good, that's what the husband should give. Therefore every husband should know. At the moment that he has in him the desire to receive, he's now an aspect of a woman. And about this, Chazal said, that her eyes should be towards you, the husband, towards him, but his eyes should be towards Hashem. Right? She is looking to her husband, the wife is looking to her husband, to receive. And where do I look from to receive? Not back towards my wife. I look to Hashem. That's the order. She gets from me, I get from Hashem. Hashem gives to me, I give to my wife. That order. Not, I don't cut out, I don't switch places in the order. I mess everything up. Doesn't work. The wife cannot give me. She's not got anything to give me other than what I give to her. I'm the sun giving to the moon. The sun doesn't say to the moon, "No, you shine on me, and then I'll give you, and then I'll shine on you." No. If the husband is shining correctly, if the husband is acting like the sun and he's shining on the moon, then the moon has a lot of light to give. Very nice. Right? And he's going to get back, but it's not because he expects it. Okay? Ki aisha mekabelet mibaalah v'aba mekabelet rak mehashem. Because a wife receives from her husband, and a husband receives only from Hashem. Only from Hashem. The truth is, even when I'm receiving from my wife, and I will, she's going to look after me very nicely, she's going to make me dinners, she's going to give me food, she's going to give me physical attention. Yofi. But the truth is, it's only from Hashem. Husband needs to realize that's only from Hashem. Yes, it needs to realize it's coming from Hashem. The wife can understand it's coming from her husband. It's better that she thinks it's coming from her husband. It makes her feel good. The husband loves me. Yofi, very nice. But the husband, when he receives, he should know it's coming from Hashem. Don't forget it's Hashem here. If I forget it's Hashem and I think it's my wife, I'm gonna be looking to my wife now. That was a great meal you cooked. Can you do it again? Right, I'm gonna want from my wife now. And all the more so in a physical relationship. If I think it's coming from her, I'm going to look to her. I'm going to forget Hashem. He's out of the picture. You, Hashem, you stay outside. I'm being with my wife right now. Right? And if I realize that it's coming from Hashem, Hashem is giving me everything, then I'm appreciating it completely differently.
You pray for something.
Yeah.
You need something, and you get it from your wife. For me, Hashem give you over your wife.
Nah, as a shliach. Yeah.
Like a
She's a shliach. No, it's nice to get it.
You need some money. So now you pray, Hashem, I need something to pay.
Yeah.
So now you, and your wife gives you the money.
Yeah, but that's your money anyway. That's your money anyway.
But
it's it. Anything that your wife gives you is really yours.
You're different. You pray that you give the money to your wife. Now it's the other side.
Yeah, but the money from, you're right. But the money from the wife is really from you. It's not really coming from somewhere else. Even if it was her money, you gave money to her, and she gave it back to you. You're still going to have to give her more anyway.
Let you go work for yourself.
Okay, she, look, she has her own top.
You still thank her.
You feel embarrassed?
Yeah, yeah. So, maybe.
Well, it's from Hashem, why should you feel embarrassed?
Yeah, but it's a message to me.
Maybe.
You, because you get it from your wife?
Usually it's a soul. You need, your wife needs something, you go to Hashem. Hashem gives to you, you give to your wife. But now, it's the opposite.
Yeah, it means, so if you get money from your wife, it means you have to work more, so you don't need your wife to give you money. That's some more trees.
Uh-huh.
Something wrong? Sometimes, you see, maybe I am the wife, no, the wife is the man here.
Everything is a message. It depends on the person. If I feel that there's a problem here, then Hashem is probably trying to tell me something. But in other cases where a wife gives to a husband, he can be fine. If he's an arrogant person, yeah, give me, give me. Top, he's missing the whole thing. But if he's a straight kosher person, his wife says, no, here, take this, and it's okay. So it could be okay. But if I feel that something happened, and it doesn't feel right to me, then fine, I need to investigate why I don't feel right.
Can it be that your wife be happy that she can give to you?
For sure, it could be. Could be. But if I feel there's something wrong, then I need to investigate what I feel is wrong. Maybe
the man is a little bit arrogant.
Could be. So it could be that everything's fine.
It's like, oh, how can I get money from my wife? You understand what I mean? If you
right.
I am the man. I have to bring the money. So now Hashem showing this.
It doesn't mean that it has to be something wrong. It could be really good. I just need to lower my gava and accept that it has to come from something, right? And that's why, you know, same thing too with a person can be have short of money, and say, so I pray for money. And then what happens? His neighbor comes along and says, you know, I saw that that maybe you're here, and he gives him 200 shekels, he gives him 500 shekels, give whatever he gives him. And he can start to, I can't believe it, and now I'm receiving charity, and I've come to such a low place. But he prayed for it, Hashem gave it to him. And it's actually, Hashem wants to say, no, it's not about, you know, you've got arrogance, you can't accept money from a fellow Jew who wants to help you. No, you're too arrogant, you need to, so. Doesn't mean it's a bad thing, that I now need to change. No, Hashem really wants me to go out to work, because he showed me that, how can you take money from other people? But I need to think about what it really is, what Hashem wants to teach me. Okay. Gam mi shetoen, ani lo mavakesh harbeh, sherak titen eizeh chiyuch katan. Even those who may claim, I don't ask for a lot. Rak titen eizeh chiyuch katan. I only ask for a smile, a small smile. She wrote Tagid Eze Milatavan. She should just say one nice word. And Elo was there. She said, Limatma'ob, the Tachbir alive, the Milim, Shalava. Right, she said, Kasayachas. I'm not asking that she gives me compliments and says all nice things about me. I'm just asking for a little bit of appreciation, a little bit of. Zeitenli Gam Cheshit Lashpia. And this will give, if she gives me a smile, just a kind word, that will also help me to give me confidence and encouragement to be a lot more giving to her. Because when she behaves this way, she doesn't smile at me, she doesn't help, doesn't join in to help. That takes away my desire to give. Even though he says, the husband in this case says he only wants a little bit, not asking for a lot, it's still an aspect of being a female. And as a result, he won't be able to have Shalom Bayit. So even if I say, look, all I want is a, you're right. It's not a problem to want it. Every husband wants to have a good relationship with their wife. Every husband wants their wife to smile at them, say nice things to them, to be friendly. But it depends where it's coming from. It's coming from this need, I need it, and I'm complaining if it doesn't happen, then I'm being a female. It's not correct.
Expectations.
I should turn to Hashem and ask Hashem for those needs. Right? Where does a husband turn to if he's got needs? Hashem. And even if those needs are, Hashem, I need to feel some love for my wife. I need to feel that she loves me. Right? I take that to the field. I take that to Hashem. I don't take that back to her and say, look, all I need from you is to show that you love me. Right? It's not her. And I'm not asking her for that. I'm asking Hashem for it. When Hashem says yes, it's going to happen. He's going to put it into his wife, and his wife's going to do something. Right? Like the friend I had that called me after we had a Shalom Bayit chat. And he said to me, Reuven, my wife made me chocolate cake this morning. I said, oh, that's very nice. He said, no, Reuven, you don't understand. My wife hasn't made me chocolate cake for 20 years. Right? This is after we had a hour and a half long chat about Shalom Bayit. Right? When you start doing what you need to be doing, your wife makes you chocolate cake for the first time in 20 years. And he didn't ask for that. She decided, you know what? I'm going to do this with my husband. I know he loves chocolate. And she got up early before him and started cooking. He was blown away. Right? So we do receive it, and it's wonderful. And he was over the moon, and it was really great for his Shalom Bayit. But you can't turn to his wife and say, if you make me chocolate cake more, then we'd just get on a lot better. It doesn't work that way. And all the more so those who have large claims, that the wife needs to do this and that, and she needs to be the one with the power and the pushing and the encouraging, right? She needs to be doing that. That for sure you can't have Shalom Bayit in a house like that. Ella and Ken yitrafu hayotzvot v'yesh shinui hateva. You have to turn everything on its head and make a change in the nature, muflat, complete change in nature. She'ayishat hafech l'geber. What you've done is you've changed the wife into being the husband. Right? In a house where the woman is doing all that, she's acting like the husband. She's the one wearing the trousers. Can't have Shalom Bayit. I have peace, right? The husband's too scared to complain, but it's not Shalom Bayit. So Hashem will continue to follow.